Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Go on social media and you'd be forgiven for thinking that no one trusts anyone anymore, yet our societies operate on the basis of trust. If they didn't, very little would work. Benjamin Ho from Vassar College in New York is the author of Why Trust Matters, an economist's guide to the ties that bind us. And he joins us now on News Talk. Benjamin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Historically, Benjamin, have various institutions endeavoured to build up trust in societies?
Yeah, I think human civilization started in very small communities, right? I think anthropologist Robin Dunbar at Oxford noted that humans are evolved to sort of live in societies of only 150 people. 150 is about the limit of how many people your brain can keep track of. So over time, to cooperate and create bigger and bigger things, we need institutions like religion, markets, rule of law, and those have evolved over time to help us learn to trust each other.
Right. And when we say trust each other, we don't mean any stranger you meet, you'll tell them all your darkest secrets. But I suppose on a transactional level, we have to trust each other.
Yeah, I think I define trust as a belief in the trustworthiness of the person you're working with. And then that begs the question, what's trustworthiness? And trustworthiness is a behavior that's conducive to cooperation. Right. So every time we're at work, we're doing anything like, listening to a radio show, you have to trust the presenter, you have to trust the radio, you have to trust the electricity. You're trusting all these things to sort of bring that radio program to you. And so I as an economist have studied, how do we trust all these things that bring us the goods that we consume every day?
Right. Now, and one could be forgiven for thinking, though. I mean, every day as a radio presenter, I'm told by people on social media or they text in an email in to say they don't trust me, that I'm lying. I'm the pawn of various interests who want to, who are lying about COVID, for instance. But there's many other reasons in which they don't trust me.
Yeah, I think the history of trust has been increasing trust, right? We started off just trusting our own communities, then we trusted, our religion, our town, our country. And so over the sweep of history, it's been more and more trust. But I have been worried in the past few decades, there's been a decline in trust. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. One reason for that is a lot of our institutions that build trust work by excluding the other. Right, religions created trust by creating an outgroup that you distrust or creating the threat of excommunication. And I think today a lot of these habits we have from previous institutions we're adapting to today, where we sort of trust our in-group and we're sort of distrusting anyone that we see as the other. That's become more and more apparent on social media.
But also, I mean, on an economic level, people are trusting people they've never met if you buy something online.
Yeah, I think that's what's amazing about the story of trust. And that's why I'm ultimately quite optimistic about trust. In the series of experiments, actually, economists play these games called the trust game, which is a way to measure how much you trust an anonymous other. And when these anthropologists went to sort of hunter-gatherer tribes where they thought there would be a lot of trust, they found actually there was not as much trust as there is in modern-day Europe or modern-day U.S. And they concluded that what's happened is that in the past, trust relied on knowing who you're playing with, whereas today we've actually gotten quite good at trusting anonymous people. We sort of trust the system. So whereas we think of like in the past as being a more trusting time, we're actually living at sort of the height of trust in human civilization because we've gotten so good at trusting anonymous things, trusting the market, trusting the rule of law, trusting our institutions.
Though if you are buying something online, there are things like Trustpilot or vendors get a rating from all the people who've dealt with them, etc. So you get some sort of a sense of security. And as I understand it, in China, they're bringing in they're talking about bringing in a social credit system, which doesn't sound eerie at all.
Yeah, I agree. I think what's interesting is that some of the biggest innovations of the 21st century have been about increasing trust, right? We see this through like Uber, Airbnb, which have allowed us to trust strangers in our cars or strangers in our apartments. We've also seen this through like eBay and Amazon, where we sort of trust anonymous sellers online. Right, I'm still old enough to remember a time when people thought that buying things from strangers online was crazy. And now because of innovations like these sort of trust scores we see on these websites, people trust them. And so China is sort of pioneering maybe the future of trust, right? Where we're sort of creating individual trust scores for everybody we interact with. And so the book also talks about, you know, why we're uncomfortable with that level of lack of privacy. And even though it might help us trust each other more.
Mm. Ultimately though, Benjamin, isn't it the case that we actually know whether we trust other people or not? We've no option but to do that if you want to live a relatively normal functioning life.
Yeah, I think we have no option to do that because trust is so valuable, right? I think every day I just look around me. I look at like the New York City subway system that moves millions of people a day. I look at like the pyramids. I look at like the, you know, Chartres Cathedral. And I see like just these grand human works that required like thousands, if not millions of people to work together all in concert. And I think it's a great thing that we live in a society that requires so much trust, because for the most part, trust works.
Benjamin, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Benjamin Ho is an associate professor of behavioral economics at Vassar College in New York and the author of Why Trust Matters, An Economist's Guide to the Ties That Bind Us.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.